It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Wednesday, November 1st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Charles City man accused of sexually abusing a child has agreed to plead guilty to three charges instead of one. Charles City police arrested 34-year-old Daniel Hibner in March after a 5 to 7-year-old victim reported alleged abuse to a forensic investigator at the Allen Child Protection Center in Waterloo. The incidents are believed to have occurred while Hibner lived with the victim at a residence in Charles City. Hibner was originally charged with second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony, and was scheduled for trial yesterday. However, he agreed to plead guilty to three counts of lascivious acts with the child, all Class C felonies. Hibner's sentencing date has been set for January 8th in Floyd County District Court. A Northeast Iowa woman has pleaded guilty to a drug charge in Floyd County. In January, the Floyd County Sheriff's Office pulled over 23-year-old Alyssa Weber of Evansdale for her driving conduct on U.S. Highway 18 on the south side of Charles City. According to the criminal complaint, Sheriff's canine Sirius alerted to the presence of drugs in Weber's vehicle, and a search found over 5 grams of methamphetamine and some marijuana. Weber was originally charged with possession with intent to deliver meth, a Class B felony, and possession of marijuana, third offense, a Class D felony. Monday, she pleaded guilty to a Class C felony meth charge, with the marijuana charge likely to be dismissed when she is sentenced January 8th in Floyd County District Court. A Charles City 19-year-old has pleaded not guilty to burning rubber in the New Hampton High School parking lot. On September 5th, the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office arrested Damian Thornton in Kelmer on a Chickasaw County warrant charging him with second-degree criminal mischief, a Class D felony. According to court records, New Hampton police issued Thornton 3 tickets for reckless driving the night of August 20th in the New Hampton High School parking lot. Thornton is accused of driving his truck with willful or wanton disregard for the safety of persons or property by doing burnouts throughout the parking lot. Just days before the incident, crews had completed paving the parking lot, a project estimated to cost around $550,000. Thornton's alleged actions, caught on a school security camera, caused about $5,300 in damages. Monday, Thornton entered a not guilty plea, and his trial has been set for December 20th in Chickasaw County District Court. Charles City isn't the only school district in Iowa pursuing a multi-million-dollar bond referendum next Tuesday. According to an Iowans for Tax Relief analysis, over $1.7 billion in borrowing for bonds will be decided by voters on November 7th. Sarah Curry is the research group's director, who contacted every one of Iowa's county auditors and learned there will be bond questions on the ballots in 50 counties, including 34 school districts.
Over $1.2 billion are for schools. Only $18 million are for cities.
Curry adds that the rest of the bond measures are for counties. She says the goal of Iowans for Tax Relief is to educate voters while not taking a stance against any one bond referendum.
Because we're not living in those communities and we don't know what the needs are of that community. We did launch our new website, which is ITR Local. And so that is more robust than the previous version, and it has a breakdown of what school districts and cities and counties are spending their money on and what their property taxes are and their enrollment or their population growth so that voters can be more informed.
The Charles City School District is pushing for passage of a $28.5 million bond referendum to pay for upgrades and improvements to the high school, plus add a performing arts auditorium. The Hampton-Dumont-Cale Community School District, with voters in Franklin and Butler counties, seeks approval of a $17 million bond referendum to update its high school, including the auditorium and athletic facilities. Both measures would require a 60% majority yes vote to pass. With the majority of the growing season in northeast Iowa spent in drought, ranging from severe to extreme to exceptional, the 2023 harvest has reflected the challenge for growers. Nick Sawyer is agronomy director with Five Star Cooperative based in New Hampton. He says while the drought has tempered yields, advances in seed technology have helped farmers weather the storm better than they would have in past years.
Yield results are variable, a lot like the weather we've had the whole season. Where it rained, yields are good. Where it didn't rain, fortunately, some people are pretty disappointed. Even though the yields are poor where it didn't rain, I think the yields are much better than people would expect. This was 10, 20 years ago. I don't know if there would have been a crop out there in some of those spots, and at least we're getting something.
Sawyer adds that this year won't deter farmers next growing season.
Growers are really resilient people. Nobody's going to take the foot off the gas. Everybody's got a plan for the best crop possible.
According to the National Weather Service in La Crosse, rainfall in northeast Iowa from April 1st, considered the start of the growing season, through October 26th, averaged 9 to 12 inches below normal. There was also a pocket of over 15 inches below normal rainfall that included southeast Floyd County, southwest Chickasaw County, northeast Butler County, and northwest Bremer County. Another pocket of over 15 inches of normal rainfall deficit covered sections of western Blackhawk County and eastern Grundy County. The Charles City Mobile Food Pantry is becoming more mobile starting today. The Mobile Pantry, through the Northeast Iowa Food Bank, visits Charles City the first Wednesday of the month at the Youth Enrichment Center on the Floyd County Fairgrounds with drive-through distribution of food. Site coordinator Jen Burton says CCMFP is collaborating with St. John Evangelical Church in Charles City to supplement the service with a new delivery option for households lacking transportation to get to the YEC. For starters, food delivery to those eligible is limited to the first 10 households on a first-come, first-served basis.
That was kind of a trial number. We just plucked it out of the air and said, what could we try that get our feet wet? So we've got 10 with a waiting list already. And then after the pantry is done out at the fairgrounds, our distribution goes from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The bus will show up at the very end, and we will load it and then distribute to those 10 households.
Burton adds that if your household has been able to make it to the pantry at the fairgrounds, either with alternate transportation or through pickup arrangements, please continue to do that. There will be enough food to go around tonight.
So that was part of the arrangement with the food bank. They'll take my number that I've signed up and add that many to their monthly distribution to me, their packing to me. That delivery service is on top of additional.
Burton says they have averaged around 170 households with the drive-through distribution, and the goal of the delivery service is to serve more people in need. It also offers some an alternative to the no longer available Meals on Wheels program.
That was a hot meal. I get it. This is a box of 50 to 60 pounds of food. It's a large amount of food. This month we have eggs and milk, Cheerios, peaches, carrots, to name a few, and a pre-packed holiday box that's coming from the food bank. And I believe it's got like green beans and cream of mushroom soup and stuffing.
Delivery service is available within a 5-mile radius of Charles City. Call 641-220-1769 for more information. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.